So the area of the in the wall there are little holes, and they're facing inward, so they can be used by the people inside the building. So even though their space is not really large enough to give them a status of Rishus HaYachid on their own, since they are usable, they're considered an extension of the Rishus HaYachid, and they have a dinner of Rishus HaYachid.
These are like little cubby holes in the wall?
Little cracks, little more to stick things in. Hagah. However, if they're on the outside of the wall, and they don't extend all the way through inside, so then they're faced towards Rosh Hashanah. So not an extension of Rosh Hashanah, but you could have a large space in the wall which might on its own be considered a karmelis or Rosh Hashanah, depending on how large it is. So we'll talk about that later on in the simon. We picture the picture of the walls. Like I'm coming off of Yerushalayim now, and these thick stone walls with spaces inside of them, and people put things on the outside of them. So it's possible, even though it doesn't go all the way through, it's large enough in its own to be considered Rosh Hashanah. If they're facing inwards, which we'll learn about Filaim now. When we say facing inwards, does it mean to the exclusion of facing outwards? So, yes and no. First step is no, it's not excluding it. It goes all the way through. And it's facing inward. It's accessible from inside as well. So it's considered part of the Rishus HaYachid with all of the subsequent halachas of Haitzah and Hachnas. Vinei Dasa Toitzis, the less Yuba Elin Ken Hoya Hachor Arba Al Arba Tvachim. But the Chor has to be large enough on its own. It has to be at least the space inside is 4x4. They hold it in any size, as long as it's large enough, it's potentially usable by any for anything.
Are we talking about Arba Tefachim?
Arba Tefachim.
And forgive me, I'm trying to get to picture this in my mind. So you're saying it's accessible both inside and outside. So in other words, it goes all the way through. It's essentially a hole in the wall.
That's exactly what it is. It's a hole in the wall.
But I mean, up until now I was thinking about it's sort of like a cubby hole, but it's, there's a back.
Stop. You missed the word.
Oh.
I said even if it goes all the way through, it's not limited to the case it goes all the way through.
Okay.
We're saying you would have this cubby hole in the wall. That's part of the Rishus HaYachid. Furthermore, even if it goes all the way through, it's still considered Rishus HaYachid.
So it's also just the man's dot al dalad, he doesn't care about the height?
No.
Huh. It's very...
it's considered an extension of Rishus HaYachid. Once it's Rishus HaYachid, so the Rishus HaYachid is defined by its own height. It's an extension. Tosfos says that it has to be a makom which is usable. So the usable, you have to have a certain area to put it on. Okay. Now the Rashba says you don't need adalat al dalat. The next question in the Rashba is there a difference in height?
$10.
So the Sharatzin in Yud. So the in Sukkot Yud brings the Dash Rashba says you don't need Dalit. Lepela Shehetik Mevodas Hakadosh. He quotes the Mevodas Hakadosh. The Rashba Sefer in Hilchus Erevin and Hilchus Yom Tov is called Mevodas Hakadosh. So Besayim Lebesef, the Gra ends off with the phrase the Loike Magid Ram Binyan Matamias the Matamiasar. So Magid Ram says it could be the Matamiasar. He said that the Gra ends off with the phrase not like that. The Rashba is not like what the Magid Ram quotes. So the Mishmar says it's a pale of the Mavodas Hakadosh before Behedya Afla Matamiasar can Magid Ram can have you go your Rava Beshem Mavodas Hakadosh. So they all ask on the grub. I mean, the Rashi himself says a fair achievement about the Misora. But who like them? Put into context, me. I can't. Who like the Mafarish Mash Kosovo Rashi with Kilo? Marble Clappy Penim, Hammer Clappy Penim Bava. So maybe there's a difference between the case where it only faces inwards and the case where it goes all the way through. So that's where he tells us that's a possibility. So there is a possibility of a difference. At the beginning I said yes and no. There might be a difference between when it goes all the way through or it's just klapi panim. In the case of the Matim Yasora. But to the pashas is not like that. So the chavrus is not going to consider mishal siyachim. Hey, mishal siyachim. Istim is mechaber mashal fila imacharim. Hey, matim misarot mochim. Kibush mchlashim kapi panim. Didn't consider mishal siyachim. So now he speaks it out. The simple reading over here sounds like even if the matim misarot, since they're facing inwards, even though they all go all the way through, they're considered mishal siyachim. Okay. If they don't go all the way through, then it's defined by the height and the width, which means now it has to be above 10. If it goes all the way through, it can be even the Matam Yazorah. That's where the Ramah would read. Okay, so that's the simple reading of the Mechaber, the Ramah. That's what Magen Avraham says, and says the Shabbos says once it's facing inwards, or even if it goes all the way through, but since it's facing inwards, there's no issue of height. If it doesn't face inwards at all, it's only facing outwards, the Ramah says. So then I have to judge it on its own. It's not part of Rishon Sayachin. It might be its own Rishon Sayachin. Well, then you have to a certain height. Okay, but the Eli Rabba calls it the levers that have told to be in the Rishonim. The Yeshiva Rishonim, the Sphere Lu, the Kim and Shalamatami Asura. Amen, Rishon Sayachim, Mishtam Shimba. If it's very low, people inside will not use it. Meshikim and Shunamu. So that's the growth reference. If it's lower down, the people outside, I'm not sure why this is the Matzias, but the Matzias seems to be the worst, is that outside, even something as low, a person might reach down and stick it inside. Inside, once that's true, that people there should rabbim use it. People inside don't want to use it because they don't want to put things in there because some of the rabbim get things and take it. Right? Logic. So once that's true, that people there should rabbim use it. Matami asura. The people there should don't use it. Matami asura. So if it's foolish all the way through. So it's not a chorim shel yochid. It is the matam yisar. The malam yisar of Yerushalayim don't use it. because Rosh Hashanah makes sense full sorrow. Now, I don't understand the Metzias, this and that, the more it gives us. Malam Yisrael, the bigger Rosh Hashanah, don't use it. So then, even though it goes all the way through, the B'nai Rosh Hashanah will use it. Now it's Har Rosh Hashanah. So the Malam Yisrael, that's what they're arguing, that that's the law.
Okay. Well, that's part of the Rosh Hashanah.
The Matam is.
The Matam
is. It goes all the way through.
It goes.
Okay. Vigabin Barachman. If it only places outwards, you define it based on its height and its width. How do Gabay Masorah Tvachim? Rachab Arba. Habishal Siyachim. Okay. So if they're 10 tefachim, it's 10 tefachim off the ground, and the space is 4 by 4, it's Rosh Hashanah. V'imenim gavayim asar tefachim, it's not 10 tefachim high. Oz, imhem rochav arba havi karmelis. So then it's 4 by 4, but it's not 10 tefachim high. It's a karmelis. Okay. Mimlav, if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not 4 by 4, that's Mokim Ptur. The main point of the Rambam is not this thing that is explained later on. The main point to tell me is that the foolish doesn't make it not Rechavish Yisrael. The foolish is Rechavish Yisrael. That's the main point of the Rambam. Okay.
Just like this in the Rosh Hashanah Kriyah, is there a din that it's also the orange?
No.
So if I have a tail, then a hole in the tail is not a Rosh Hashanah.
If you have
a tail, which is a Rosh Hashanah, the tail Gavara Sarah.
If the hole is 4x4 in its own, it's Rosh Hashanah.
But if not, it's not.
It might be hard Rosh Hashanah. It'll be carving.
Because it doesn't go down. That's what it's holding is necessary.
Right, so we need a din of carving.
Right, that's what it's holding is necessary.
Take a break for a few minutes.
So the Moshe,
I don't know.
We'll talk about later on. So the liquid which leaves your house, the person flushes the toilet and uses the sink, etc., goes on into the sewer system. It's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. It's a caramel. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Depending how it might be Rosh Hashanah on its own.
Those pipes are not 4x4. I mean, why would you think it would be a Rosh Hashanah?
Okay, I said we're not going to sell it now. Just give an example that it doesn't go down. We don't say that everything under my house down 3,000 feet is called Rosh Hashanah. It's not. Your house ends and that's it. Under it, you have to figure out yourself what its status is.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But coming up, since it reaches the yachid, okay, other rikiyah your base. If you're not kana, which is a yachid, should go away meya amos. I'll be shemir rochav arba. Observe which is a rabbi, and all kana gabav is chayim. So. I stick a pole in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's very tall. The platform on top of it is not 4x4, so it's not his own Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But since it's within the confines of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The person throws Rosh Hashanah Yachid and lands on top of that pole. He's got. Now, so the Gemara raises the question. There's a requirement that has to someone's a dalit al dalit. So the Gemara says within the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's not true. Within the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's not true. So. The Rosh Hashanah Yochid is the whole area is significant, so it's like it landed on a dal, little dal. Now, let's leave it like that for now. We'll see more about that. It's not the Gaelic Abi Yisrael, it's only Gaelic Abi Chiyuv. When Mashiach comes, will he bring a Karmach Chatz or not for that Maisel? So it's on the Gaelic Abi Yisrael. I'm happy to answer it. So Shema doesn't have to be attached to the ground. It can be a kli. If the kli is large enough to meet the criteria, which is yachid, it's tall enough and it's wide enough, etc. It's a shasa yachid. Feel a kli.
Right?
I don't feel him, and it's a shasa rab. Okay. Table of Kaveris. So give me a box, which is square usually. Kaveris, the worst is it was like a beehive, it was round. So not a shame in the cave. We're a boy, I'm a gulim. So give me two examples, a box, which is square. Kaveris, which is round. So the box is square is easy. The Kaveris, which is circular, so you calculate it. If I can place a square 4x4 inside of there, that's called it's large enough. Visual Rabbeya. Well, Kemi Kaveris, Shiga Gula, Habashi Yachar Achatia, Chalola, Machsekas, Kamisha Kwachim, Mishloish, Kumshetafa, Losiach, Chalola, Rabbeya, Arbola, Arbola. So if its diameter is 5.6, that's the diameter of the circle. So then there's a square of 4x4 inside. My math is correct.
So I have to do the computation.
I'm just saying, if you picture this, a square is two triangles, so the diameter is also the hypotenuse. So if the diameter, i.e. hypotenuse, is 5.6, so then the two legs of the triangle are 4x4 and 4. Right.
Now,
what's the square root of 32? That's the bottom line.
5.6.
What? 5.6.
That's how I would understand. I would understand the deal that.
Okay, so we're happy.
You need both together. It's the fact that you can't have kavana while you're down.
Now. So, habris is a yachid. Bein tech chalala. Bein kol gava klima l'mal. Mechanal b'siftim. So the area inside, and then the area above it, the airspace above, is also gezer mishas a yachid. Okay. Now, what about going down? If you have a kli on wheels. So if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground. It's level to the ground, so the area underneath is also part of the Mishnah Seyach. If the height of the kli is more than 3 tefachim off the ground, so then the Din Mishnah Seyach doesn't extend down to beneath the kli. It's not level to the ground, so the kli's bottom prevents the Din Mishnah Seyach. Now, it might create a Din Mishnah Seyach. Now, on its own, it has a roof. It's an area 4x4. Right, so it doesn't have walls. It's not part of the Shul Rabbi because it's not accessible. So it becomes like a carmelis.
I'm thinking of a car, right? A car is
so some cars sit very low, and the bottom of the car is within 3 tefachim of the ground. Some cars don't.
Okay, but let's say if you're dealing with a car that sits within 12 inches of the ground, or actually
so the area under the car is a shesayach.
Okay.
So the motion: you're walking on Shabbos and your hat blows off and blows under a car. You're walking in a place where there's no air. Walking in Brooklyn, there's no air, right?
Oh my gosh! So you're saying you can't retrieve your hat?
So your hat is in Rosh Hashanah, and you're in a Carmel or Rosh Hashanah, so you can't retrieve your hat. So what are you allowed to do? Now, if the car is 3 tefachim off the ground, so it's not Rosh Hashanah under there, it's a Carmelis. So if you're standing under Carmelis, it's Carmelis to Carmelis. If you're standing under Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah to Carmelis. So now, if you mean it, Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to go and put it on and then come out. But you have to put Rosh Hashanah of your body in to put it on. You have to take your Rosh Hashanah of your body inside, put the hat on, and then come out. You're allowed to do that. So, What?
It's a new trick.
I can't imagine doing that in my Shabbos clothes. I'm just not. No.
Okay.
I think at that point I would forfeit the hat.
Okay. So that's where I'm going. Yes, that's exactly where I'm going.
Okay. So when we say three tefachim, it's the bottom of the car or it's the sides of the car? It's the walls of the car.
That means the walls have to extend. Okay. Okay. Well, let's just finish off. Now, kli shedug away starts. Ha'emet mishus a rabbin. There's a lacha that a kli becomes a mishus a yachid. That's true, but a kli is not a karmelis. So if you have a kli standing mishus a rabbin, which is 4x4, and it's more than three tefachim, mishus a rabbin, we'll see. You have a rise on the road. If it's less than three tefachim, it's insignificant. You have a rise on the road. The path, which is a rub, which is more than 3/12 high, and it's 4x4, but it's less than 10. It's not 10/12 high. It's a caramel. If I have a kli like that, it's not a caramel. There's nothing in caramel to kli. A kli can't generate a caramel. So a kli like that is considered prior to Shazarab. So he said like this. Then kamar comes with kli. Elahavi kamar Shazarabim. The both of the kamar Shazarabim. Now, the fees that aim at a kli are caramels. But if the kli is in a caramel, then caramel is a love mitzad. Rishul shu amid boy. Okay, mokul the kamar misim shu amid. Okay. This is all talking about a movable kli. So it's both of the mishus. If, however, it's immobilized, it's attached to the ground, now it becomes a distinct, something becomes a distinct, separate thing. So now, if the height is less than 10 tefachim high, but it's 4x4, it's a karmelis. If it's 10 tefachim high, it's a shos yachim. That's whether it's attached or not. If it's less than 10 tefachim, if it's detached, it's nothing. It's part of the shos rab. If it's attached, it becomes a karmelis. Fine.
So Sib Zion deals with the definition of Rosh Hashanah.
It's two questions we can ask.
Okay. Ezel Rosh Hashanah. So let's define Rosh Hashanah. So the first thing is Rechai Vais, which is roads, Ushwakim or marketplaces. Which so road is made for travel, marketplace is made for gathering. People gather there. A Rechavim Tes Ayin Amma. They're 16 amas wide. Ven and Mekorim, they don't have a roof over them. Ven and Mekorim, they don't have walls. Now, Filo Yesh Lehem Chayma. What about a walled city? What's the status of the roads inside of a walled city? The city has walls around it. But in Hema Foloshim, Mishar Lashar. If the road goes straight through from, let's say, from north to south or from east to west, it goes straight through. It's a foolish, so it's totally open all the way through from one side of the city to the other, from one gate to the other. So then the walls don't affect it.
I don't understand. Why wouldn't the walls affect it? It's still within the walls of the city, no?
But since the road goes straight through and it continues beyond the both sides, it's considered part of that road. So the fact that there's walls on the side doesn't affect it.
So what is it? It's a Rosh Hashanah within a Rosh Hashanah? I don't understand.
Exactly. You don't understand. The road is Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the city is Rosh Hashanah.
So presumably that means that you can't...
But if the gates are closed at night... So every night the gates are closed. So then, even though it goes straight through from Mishar Lashar, it's considered part of the city, and it's not considered Rosh Hashanah. How Rosh Hashanah? So this definition that we've given so far, we've given a size and a function.
then it's made something for travel or for gathering, as a certain width. Now, by a road, they don't discuss length. Obviously, the length is more. By the shuk, it's 16 by 16. Right? You know, discussing width, well, how, what, you know, the area, how, what has to be, you have to give a certain amount of length also. Then we said two negatives: walls affected and roof affects it. But we said an exception in the case of the walls is if the road is mufulus mishar l'shar, and that exception is only an exception. The walls do affect it if that road is closed at night. So. Modern version of this is many people grapple with the status of Manhattan. Manhattan, for the vast majority of the island, there is an actual wall that they built to keep, you know, the seawall, which keeps the
river out.
Yeah. Doesn't deteriorate. The rock should eventually be worn away by all the. So they built, they put metal. So you have a wall around the whole island. Right. The bridges are considered like shorim. They're an access point into the city. This is a walled city with access points. So, I come across the George Washington Bridge, and the road goes all the way through till the cross Bronx. Whatever, right? You know, the bridge takes you into the Bronx. So it goes. It's a foolish mishar l'shar. You look at the old Paiskim, when they did the Shar, they said that wasn't foolish mishar l'shar, because before they built, you know, the 80 going through there, before they built that, so the old, before they built that, you would come, and you look at the old maps from like the 50s, you'd come across George Washington Bridge, you'd go into like East 178th, or 178th Street, and then you'd have to make a left turn and move over one block to East 179th to go across and pick up the bridge going across. So it wasn't foolish mishar l'shar. So Rashi says it's not foolish mishar l'shar, right? Right, you know, but nowadays you look at it, it is before Mishar L'Shar, because the answer is it's a new row. Right, so that's a modern example of this. We don't live in walled cities nowadays, but we theoretically live in cities sometimes which have walls, right? You know, these type of things. So, and we don't have gates, but we have access points. Like, you know, so this halacha does have applications even nowadays.
More like maybe New Orleans probably has walls to keep levees to keep the.
It might. I don't know. You'd have to see how much of the city goes around. Okay, now let's just.
Other than that road that goes from the UCW to whatever other bridge, the right neck or something, why isn't the rest of the city Shoshiachan now because of the road?
Okay, so that's a more complicated discussion. We'll talk about when we see them shippers. Now, the next step is, the Mechaber says, Shekol Shein Shishim Riboy Oivrim Boy B'chol Yom En Rosh HaSiyach. So, the Mechaber now adds that Rashi Shita is, so the word does not mention this criteria of 600,000. The more it talks about the width, the more it talks about that it has to be rechayv or shvokim. That's a brice. The issue of makura is a discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a problem. The issue of mefulsh mishar l'shar is discussed in the Rishana. It's not in the Gemara. The Rashi comes along and adds the criteria of that it has to be traveled by 600,000 people. Okay, next step. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this din and adds the words B'chol Yom. Rashi does not say that. Sabir Loch over here is going to talk about this B'chol Yom. Like, it's one thing to add in this Madrega of 600,000. That's one step, and that has to be B'chol Yom is another step. And he says basically that he sees the Shulchan Aruch being a man, almost a das yechidi, that there's such a condition, constant travel. So we went to see the Shabbos about it maybe for the next year, which is not tomorrow night, Thursday night. So based on this criteria, you can have all your size, function, and all that, but if it's not used by tremendous amounts of people, it's Rosh Hashanah Yoch. So that's a very big kula for any Erev you're making around the city by doing a source of Pesach. You can't put the source of Pesach around Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't work. You can put up walls, real walls, that's quite expensive, and getting rishus, etc. But but you could put this area is a carmelis. It's not a rishus rabbin. It's a carmelis. So you could put an area with Tirza Pesach and close it. So any city area relying on Tirza Pesach is relying on this opinion. So Shulchan Aruch brings it to the Yesh Arba. So where does the Shulchan Aruch stand on that point? And then there's an important biruloch about it, and we'll talk about that.